So maybe I could dissect that with you a little bit, some of the things that you say to your patients, including this patient, or, you know, a patient who, you know, I'm sure some of your patients, maybe you even have physicians who are patients or pretty sophisticated. So first question would be, indirectly, how do you compare the benefit of adjuvant therapy in a BRAF positive patient comparing BRAF MEK to checkpoint inhibitor?
Well, right now, as I said, you have two categories of trials. You have much more data and a more mature trial with anti-BRAF, anti-MEK. And I must say, I'm quite surprised of the outcome of this trial. It seems really good because we could be afraid, because you know these treatments, maybe we should say that upfront, it's given for 1 year. And we know that in the metastatic setting, if we stop anti-BRAF, anti-MEK, most of the patients will relapse. So we could be afraid that the patient, after stopping, after 1 year, would relapse. And we don't seem to see that. It suggests that maybe if you have a very small disease, like subclinical disease, maybe you can eliminate all the cells. So you know also that you can stop immunotherapy in the metastatic disease, because all we know, I mean, the most knowledge comes from what we know from the metastatic disease. We know we can stop immunotherapy. We know we cannot stop targeted therapy. So intuitively, you would think that maybe it would be better to give anti-PD-1. But I must say that with the data that we have, the solid clinical trial-based data, we cannot really say that anti-BRAF, anti-MEK are less good than anti-PD-1 in the adjuvant setting.
What would you estimate in this particular patient, your 18-year-old woman, what would you estimate her baseline risk of relapse was without adjuvant therapy? And what would it be with either a checkpoint inhibitor or anti-BRAF MEK?
I mean, she had the multiple lymph node macroscopically involved. So the risk of relapse for her was really, really high, you know, something like 70%. I mean, very soon in the 2 or 3 years. So we know that with these treatments, we decrease the risk of death. We know that with anti-BRAF, anti-MEK, significantly more than 50% at 3 years. And with anti-PD-1, we don't yet know for the risk of death, but the risk of relapse, we know we decrease it for close to 50% also. So it's a huge effect statistically for this patient.
And you mentioned the fact that she had Crohn's disease. What kind of treatment was she on for the Crohn's disease, and how bad of a problem was it?
She was not in a big crisis. She was not in an acute crisis, but you know, you are not in the adjuvant setting. If you have the choice, it's better not to really, we say, to give the evil a temptation, you know. She had a local treatment. She has steroid, but locally administered. And she's doing not so bad, but she clearly has Crohn's disease. It's not like patients who have had an inflammatory bowel disease years ago with several years of not one single symptom. She had some crisis like 1 or 2 years ago. So we felt it was really more reasonable.